the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
S. God promises to save me.
John, who was known as the disciple whom Jesus loved. He was there when Jesus died on the cross, and this is what he wrote in the Bible about love.
1 John 3, verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
This is how we know. This is how we know. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, for us, for us. This is how we know.
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 What love is.
What love is.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Laid down his life.
Singing is such a great way to praise the Lord. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
The chief said a snake viper bit the old man. He's a prisoner. The chief says he's going to Rome, probably to die for murder. He'll not get to Rome. He'll die now. Soon he'll be in great pain.
A viper bite makes pain, all right. Then death. Why doesn't he holler? His hand is not getting big. It didn't hurt him. Why?
Soon he'll scream, then die.
But he's not.
He will. He's a murderer. The gods will make him die.
I'll ask the chief. Chief, the old man in chains, he was bit by a viper.
The old man is a prisoner, maybe a murderer. The gods had the snake bite him, so he would die now.
But he is not dying. Why?
Maybe he's not a murderer.
His hand is not even swelling.
He's not a murderer. Must be a god.
I'll go tell the people. We'll worship him. He is a god. The snake couldn't hurt him. He is a god.
These people seem to regard you as a god because that viper didn't hurt you.
They'll soon learn I'm just an ordinary human being.
Well, then why didn't the bite of that viper have any effect on you? It would have on me or anybody else.
Julius, I have the greatest personal position in all of creation.
Luke? He wasn't even here. He was...
Oh, I don't mean Luke. I mean Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah. He is the creator of all things. He makes the ill well again. He even raises the dead to life. Someday, he will resurrect everyone, the good and the bad.
Yes, I've heard you say this time after time, and until now I did not believe it, but it may be so. Well, if it is so, you certainly worship a wonderful God.
I worship the only God. He lives and has being. Other gods are mere wood or stone, for they have no being. They can move only when a human moves them. They can neither talk or think. The God I worship is all-knowing, all-powerful. He is love. I have seen and talked to him, so I know whereof I speak.
Well, I won't argue with you about that, because I believe you. But we'd better change the subject. We're getting a little too deep for me. It feels good to be on solid ground and in out of the rain, wind, and cold, huh? I don't think I like traveling on the seas.
Well, there are many dangers involved, but the skipper was a good sailor. He did exactly the right thing at the right time.
He even ran aground in the rocks.
The people here really do think you're a god, Paul. The highest Roman official of the island, his name is Publius, wants the god who came to them by way of a great storm to be his guest at the palace, along with the god's helpers, meaning Aristarchus and me.
Did you accept the invitation?
I most certainly did. It will give us a chance to prove that you are not a god, but that there is a god of love and mercy and power, a god who is willing and anxious to be a help to everyone.
I am happy to have a god in my home. My people are happy, too.
Oh, please, Your Honor. Please, I'm not a god. I'm just a man like you.
You must be a god. The snake did not kill you. It would have killed me. My people watched, and they saw the snake bite your hand. But it did not hurt you. Now, why was that?
That was because the god I worship sent his angel to protect me from the snake bite.
You, a god, worship another god?
I worship the only god there is. He lives in the heavens. Someday, he is coming to take everyone who believes in him back to heaven to be with him forever and ever.
Sounds good. You can tell me more later. Right now, I'm concerned about my father. He's sick. He wants to see you, the god. Will you go with me? Father, this is the god which the snake could not hurt.
Pray, sit down.
Greetings, sir. My name is Paul, and this is Luke, my physician. And this is Aristarchus, my aide.
Greetings, sir.
May God bless you.
Salutations.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, sir, but I am not a god. I'm just a man, a prisoner on my way to be tried in Rome.
Gods do not lie. If you say you are not a god, you must not be a god. But you are a good man. I can tell that.
And you look as if you might be very sick.
Yes, I'm sick, all right. For a long time, I've been sick.
The god whom I worship is the god of creation. He is all-powerful. If it is his will, he can make you well.
Can your god make me well?
Yes, if you have the faith to believe he can.
I believe you. You tell the truth. You do not lie. If you say your God can make me well, your God can make me well.
Our Father, who art in heaven, this man knows nothing of thee or thy son Jesus. No one has told him. But, O God, he does have the simple faith of a child. If it be thy will, if thy name can be honored and glorified by healing of this man, I ask thee to heal him. As I lay my hands on his head, make him well, restore him to health and strength. Let him know, O God, that there is a God, the one and only God who cares for him, loves him, and desires him to be saved to an eternal life with thee. We thank thee. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm well. You speak the truth. Your God is strong, powerful, kind. What a wonderful God you have.
You heard about the ship that broke up on the rocks. The people all made it to shore. A man by the name of Paul has a powerful, good, kind God. He healed the father of Publius. He can heal you. Get someone to take you to Paul. I'm going to tell all the sick people on the island about the God of Paul. They can go and be healed. All the sick people on the island can be healed by the God of Paul.
And the people on the island who had diseases came to Paul, and they were healed, every one.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow, and if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible and Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
We try to show our friends the ways we see that God is good. And even when we're not the kids that we're supposed to be, we ask God for forgiveness. We want the world to see.
We are kids of the kingdom. We are kids of the kingdom. And we love the Lord.
And we love the Lord.
We are kids of the kingdom.
Serve the Lord.
peaceful way we live. Tell of the eternal life our precious Lord can give.
We are kids of the kingdom.
We are kids of the kingdom.
And we love the Lord.
And we love the Lord.
We are kids of the kingdom.
We are kids of the kingdom.
And we love the Lord.
You.
Tanya, that's what's the matter with me.
Your best friend Tanya? Have a little tiff, did we?
Little? Just the fight of the century. Do you know what she did?
I have a feeling you're gonna tell me.
She wore my favorite sweater the other day and got a big stain on it.
You let her wear your clothes?
And then she said the stain was already there and it was my fault.
Does what you're wearing right now belong to someone else?
I am never going to speak to her again.
Well, that might be hard because she's coming to your birthday party on Sunday.
Then I'm going to uninvite her. Let me use your cell phone.
Wait a minute. Weren't you listening in church last week? Pastor Quanto said that if we hold a grudge, if we stay angry at someone, it can make us sick.
Well, he's right. Tanya makes me sick.
I think you're missing the point here. You're gonna make yourself sick by being angry and not forgiving little sweater girl. The preacher said that we can get stomach aches, headaches, even lose sleep when we're angry. That's not healthy.
Well, what would you do if someone borrowed your sweater and got a big stain on it?
I don't lend my clothes to people. That's creepy.
Okay, what if it was your baseball glove? What if someone broke and then blamed it on you?
I guess if someone broke my glove, I'd be pretty mad, but I don't want to be sick, so I'm thinking I'd have to decide which is more important, my glove or my health.
Sam, you're pretty smart for a dumb kid. Can I borrow your red jacket?
No.
Just for the party?
No way.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on Earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
The animals came a-walking, a-walking, a-walking. The animals came a-walking to the ark that Noah made. The kitty cats came a-walking, a-walking, a-walking. The kitty cats came a-walking to the ark that Noah made. The birdies came a-flying, a-flying, a-flying. The birdies came a-flying to the ark that Noah made. The elephants came a-walking. Came a-walking to the ark that Noah made. The crocodiles came a-crawling. crocodiles came a crawling to the ark that Noah made. The kangaroos came a hopping, a hopping, a hopping. The kangaroos came a hopping to the ark that Noah made. And the monkeys came a swinging, a swinging, a swinging. And the monkeys came a swinging to the ark that Noah made. The puppy dogs came a walking.
Boys and girls, this is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Chapter 3, The Bully Brothers. We sure have a lot of homework tonight, Maria said as she stuffed books and papers into her backpack. And we have to study for tomorrow's math test. How am I supposed to get all that done and still go to the library with you? Oh, come on, Maria, Sammy said as he zipped up his pack. Aren't you even a little curious to know if there's a secret room in Mr. Chambers' house? And even more curious as to why he would need one? Yeah, it is pretty strange, Maria said. But then Mr. Chambers is awfully strange. The high school girl who lives down the street from me said he's crazy. He never even comes out of his house, you know. I wonder what he does all day. Maybe he does something in his secret room, Sammy said. The two started down the hall toward the third grade room. You guys ready? Sammy asked Chris and Dee Dee. In a minute, Dee Dee said. I forgot a book. A moment later, she returned from the room. Then the four friends began the six-block walk to the library. As they cut across the play yard in the direction of downtown, they waved to a few other friends. Soon they were on the main street to the library. I wonder what Willie and Jenny are doing today, Maria asked. I wish they could have come along with us. Yeah, me too, Sammy said, but there was no time to tell them. I have to get this report ready for tomorrow. Boy, I feel sorry for Willie and Jenny, Dee Dee said. Why? Maria asked. They have those mean brothers, Larry and Doug, at their school, Dee Dee answered. We only had to put up with them during our game. Imagine having to see them every day. Before anyone could reply, the twin bullies appeared across the street. Hey, there goes the goody-goody kids, Doug yelled. Sammy, Dee Dee, Chris, and Maria looked at each other. Yeah, they stick together because they're weird, Larry said. Why are they being mean and making fun of us? Dee Dee asked. I don't know, Chris said. Maybe they're jealous because we're all friends. If they were nicer, they might have friends too, Maria said. The brothers continued their taunts and jeers. Sammy, Dee Dee, Chris, and Maria tried to ignore the twins. They walked faster, though, hoping they'd be past the boys soon. But then the brothers turned and started walking in the same direction, although they stayed on the opposite side of the street. "Why are they saying those things about us?" Dee Dee asked. "They don't even know us." "It's just like in the slavery days," Sammy answered. "People didn't like the slaves simply because they had black skin. Maybe Larry and Doug don't like us because they think we're different. Let's just keep going. The library's not too far ahead." They walked on in silence, but they kept glancing at the boys across the street. Larry and Doug were silent now, too, but they kept walking and staring at the shoebox kids. Suddenly, they began to cross the street. "Oh, no," Sammy said. "They're crossing over." "They're just trying to scare us," Maria said. "Well, it's working," Dee Dee said as she began walking so fast that she was almost running. "Don't run," Chris said. "That's exactly what they want us to do." "Look at that one run," Larry hollered. "Do you think the others will run too?" Doug asked. "Let's find out," they yelled together. As they began running toward the shoebox kids, Sammy, Chris, and Maria ran to catch up with Dee Dee. They raced up the street with the twins not far behind. Sammy knew the library was still 3 blocks away. Could they run that far? Just ahead was Mr. Chambers' house. No help to be found there, Sammy thought. He glanced over his shoulder. The brothers were still chasing them. "Dear God," Sammy said breathlessly, "please help us outrun those bullies, or make them stop, or something." As the shoebox kids approached Mr. Chambers' house, they saw a figure come out the front door. "Look," Maria said, "it's Mr. Chambers." "What's he doing?" Chris asked. "It sounded like he said, 'Hey, kids, come here,'" Dee Dee said. "Oh, great," Sammy said. "Not only are those mean bullies after us, but creepy Mr. Chambers is, too."
The story you have heard today is a chapter of The Shoebox Kids, Book 9, The Secret of the Hidden Room, written by Nancy Speck. Edited and created by Jerry D. Thomas and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Children come, don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.